Mark, astrologically speaking, give us a little insight into all of us for the rest of this year. What do things look like?
Well, as I mentioned, we're in Mercury retrograde right now, and for those people who look forward to Mercury going forward, that planet goes forward in the late afternoon Pacific time this coming Sunday, September 12th. So let's just say the evening of September 12th into Monday, September 13th, for the next couple of months, Mercury goes forward. It starts increasing its daily speed. That tends to help communications in general, things like transportation, business, trade, literary projects, things like that. The next Mercury retrograde that we all have to face will be December 10th, and that'll run for another 3 weeks, not to throw another monkey wrench in. But
yeah, Merry Christmas, right?
Right. December 10th through like the 29th or the 30th, it will be the next Mercury retrograde. Now, there is something really exciting, though. Jupiter and Uranus come together in a conjunction. They only do this every 14 years. We landed, for those people who absolutely believe, and I believe that we did land on the moon.
I do, too.
So I know there's a lot of people who don't, but we go back to July 20th there of 1969. Exactly on that date, Jupiter and Uranus were in a conjunction early in the sign of Libra. We tend to get advances in air travel, inventions, science, cutting-edge kinds of things when these two planets come together. And they've already come together once on June 8th, and they're going to come together again 4 days into the new year, January 4th, but we have them together on Saturday, September 18th. And so anybody out there, you're planning something for the weekend of the 18th and 19th of September, that Saturday, the 18th, is pretty spectacular for anything that's cutting edge, advanced, highly scientific, also even on the metaphysical levels as well. So that's a spectacular conjunction. And then the other big thing that's coming up in the near future, I mean, there's quite a lot. We're going to have, I would like to mention maybe in the next sequence or somewhere in the next half hour about America's Saturn return, because this only happens every 30 years and will influence the economy and the election, some other things.
Yeah, let's follow up on that.
We can talk about that a little bit. But Venus, the planet Venus, every year and a half goes from the regular forward momentum into one of those retrogrades, and that's going to happen early on October 8th. And whenever Venus goes in reverse, first of all women are primarily affected by that, even though men also will be affected because we all have emotions and feelings no matter what our gender is. But women in particular, in terms of creative artistry, relationship, just in terms of the power of love and magnetic attraction among friends and lovers, all of this becomes a little disjointed and a little unsettled from October 8th to November 18th, the six-week period when Venus goes retrograde. But the other thing is that Venus is not just love, it's also money. And what's intriguing is that Venus has a lot to do in its cycles with whether we have bull or bear markets. And so this is something that could lead in also to a little bit of a discussion you and I can have about things like the commodities and how we can look at that. But Venus is currently indicating a more bearish market. We've had that for a number of months. When I say bearish, I mean, say, in the stock market in particular. While there are these days where it will go up, you know, or over a week, it might go up a few hundred points, it hasn't really made any giant leaps, you know, back up in the higher levels as it used to be when it got up to 14,100. It's gone nowhere near there. Everybody had been touting this big recovery, and it didn't happen. And, of course, the unemployment numbers are incredibly high because Venus, well, I say because, from the astrological level, Venus has been in a cycle that lasts for about 9 months of being more bearish, and that's going to change around October 28th. The end of October into November brings a bullish sentiment right around the election, and that will last all the way into parts of the summer of 2011. So we can throw that idea around a little bit.
Can you determine the difference, Mark, between good and evil through astrology?
I would probably say no from a chart. For instance, I studied a lot when I was in college before I ever got into astrology about things like Nazi Germany, rise and fall of the Third Reich, and things like that. And when I got into astrology, in order to answer some of the questions that you're bringing up, particularly, can you look at a chart and see is this a chart of a person who's going to be good or evil. There were a number of people who were very much involved in the higher ranks of, let's say, Nazi Germany, who might have charts that we might look at and say, wow, there's a compassionate person, when totally not. So what happens is you really have to factor in childhood and upbringing and background and other kinds of things. And also, I personally believe in the spiritual universe, that we're all souls and spirits, as well as we have physical bodies and we have emotions and we have our minds. But that I believe life precedes our birth, and life is after, you know, after we die in this particular existence, and that there are other levels of reality. But the thing is, I believe that souls do have different experiences, or souls and spirits from other lives. And maybe there's an incarnation where a person is unfortunately going down the wrong path, or something has led them into something that is an evil kind of thing from the way the majority of society looks at that. And then hopefully they correct that, assuming there is reincarnation, which I believe very strongly there is. They learn some kind of lesson, and hopefully if they do come back to the earth reality, that they don't do that kind of thing again.
Have you ever been frustrated with astrology? I mean, has there ever been anything that, you know, went wrong and you couldn't figure it out?
I am a very persistent person, and I work actually with, when you brought up about astrology.
No kidding. I used to get your emails. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'm persistent from the angle of what you're talking about. I look at astrology as problem solving. Okay, it's like somebody wants to do the daily New York Times crossword puzzle, or one of those ones with the numbers where it's like, until I get this, I'm not leaving my lunch break or whatever it is. And I will just keep focused. What I believe is that I can figure out, if I look at a person's birth chart and they do give me their accurate birth time, then the questions that they're asking me, as long as they provide enough information, I can help them to unravel that kind of story, as long as I keep working on it. Sometimes it takes a long time. It depends on, like, what the situation is. And sometimes there are no actual answers. I mean, what I mean is that you can figure out where everything stems from, but to correct it, the person has to grow, they have to change, and a whole lot of other things have to happen. So I do believe that I can pretty much find answers and help people for the most part. I've never really confronted something where it's completely stumped me, as long as I have the birth data that's accurate.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the next year or two, Mark, and just overall now. Tell us some of the things you're seeing.
Well, one of the big things, and again, this, we could go back and forth with this, one of the challenges is when America's chart, at least for a lot of listeners who are in America, America's chart, fortunately or unfortunately, affects everybody, because our Federal Reserve in our country, whether we like it or not, they're kind of the linchpin now of whether the national and international economies are going to work well, and that things are going to somehow improve or not, because we're all kind of believing in this Wizard of Oz situation that whether it's Ben Bernanke and all these people can somehow or another keep doing what they're doing, when so many of us feel like the whole country needs to be reconstructed,
yes,
you know, in a completely different way. Now, every 30 years, Saturn will come back in any chart, whether for a person or a nation. And even though there's some confusion by some people about when the country was born, most astrologers accept that America is a July 4th, 1776 baby, and that at the Declaration of Independence, the country came into being. Well, the Saturn for the United States is right in the middle of the sign of Libra, and it's existing in a situation where we're going to have three Saturn returns, and they only happen every 30 years. So the first one is on December 3rd, coming up right after Thanksgiving. And then through retrograde motion, we'll have another one of these on March 22nd of 2011, and then a third one on August 28th. They often come in trinities, and it has to do with retrograde motion.
Deaths do too, don't they, in a strange way? They always come in threes.
Right. Once in a while, with a Saturn return, it would be great to have one rather than three, because three drags out the whole experience over about 9 months. That's the problem of having retrograde. It's not so much that the things are retrograde. It's just that they prolong the potential agony of whatever it is that the symbol represents. In the Saturn case, Saturn actually has some really wonderful qualities: hard work, perseverance, being a leader, being in charge, being focused, being logical, common sense. All those things are very Saturnian. The shadow side, unfortunately, is authoritarian, heavy-handedness, fear, worry, stress, chronic disability kind of things, being very pessimistic, leading to depression. And literally, we get into economics. Now, I was just earlier in the evening, went back to every single recession that the United States went through to try and coordinate how many times was Saturn returning in our chart while that was happening. Well, it certainly was happening during the previous hour or so. There was a discussion about Reagan. Somebody called and talked about Reagan, President Reagan, right, and what went on there. Well, as many people know, regardless of conservative versus non-conservative tax policies and other things, we had a major recession while President Reagan was in office. And that was particularly in 1981, like the summer of 81 into around November of 82. And we did have Saturn back in the same kind of thing. That's 30 years ago.